We barely knew anything about FASD, and we just kind of thought love will cure all, but in the long run, we found out that that really doesn't work.
We kind of grew into it with them, so as each problem surfaced, we tried to deal with it. I don't think that all of a sudden our lives changed. The only thing is we now had a diagnosis, like words on paper to prove that we were actually... did indeed have what they call problem boys.
Why was it at that time that you felt you needed that piece of paper to prove it?
We thought that we would get help for the boys. We thought that once we could show everybody that there was an actual legitimate problem, that, you know, services would be here to help us and we could do what was the best thing for them. But being that they only had fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, there was nothing out there for us.
We went to support groups and found out as much as we could. And basically, there was really no help for the boys. We had to go another route. We were lucky that both boys showed autistic tendencies, so we went that route. And that's how we got them help, but otherwise we would have just got lost in the shuffle.
The services that they received because... they had the autism diagnosis. Did they work for your boys?
Some things did. Behavior-wise, no. The kids don't really understand consequences, the FASD part of it, which made it hard for us to try and teach them things. We would try some sort of a consequence, and find that it wouldn't work. So then we would try a different consequence. And if that one didn't work, we would try another consequence just till we got it right. But the thing was, you could have it right now. And then the next time it happened, that same consequence wouldn't mean anything to them. So it was quite the learning curve.
What impact did that have on your family? How did it change the way you envisioned what your family was going to be?
Our whole family changed completely. Our lives were exhausting. No 2 days were ever the same, so you were always on guard. You had to change your whole way of parenting, everything that you learned growing up, how to parent. You had to change all that. You had to forget all that and learn how to parent differently.
Were there any ever moments where you wondered what you had gotten yourself into?
Oh, many times. Many times, yeah. Pretty much every day. Yeah. You know, you love them to pieces, but sometimes their behaviors just made you kind of hate them at the same time.
You know, you question yourself as a parent, you question yourself as a human being, you know. These little amazing little people came into your life, and they're the most joyous thing that's ever happened to you. And then a little while later, everything starts to fall and crumble apart, and you question everything about you. You know, if I just love them a little bit more, things will get better, but that's just not the way it works.
How did things change as the boys grew up?
There was a lot of fighting between the two boys and a lot of destruction. A lot of changing doors, that's for sure. He would break through doors. He would pull all kinds of stunts that we wouldn't even think were possible for one little guy. Like, he would just flip his dresser. It's just like a piece of paper. He would throw that dresser across the room. I don't know how he could, but I guess his adrenaline would kick in and give him an amazing amount of strength.
When he was younger, he didn't have so many explosive tantrums, but now he does. He puts his fist through the doors in our house. He breaks so many things. You know, it's almost like he loses his mind and he has absolutely no control over it. And then later on, when he calms down, we're talking much later on, he doesn't even understand why things went that far.
Can you tell me, was there a crisis moment, a moment where it went as far as it could possibly go?
Yes, that was just this past year, at the beginning of the year. We did everything that everybody told us to try, and nothing was working. Our whole house was in turmoil constantly. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I honestly thought that one day one of us wouldn't wake up, and I had the house booby-trapped so that I would know who was up and when by the sounds that things would make. And I mean, we were actually scared to go to sleep.
It was just getting to the point where we just couldn't live that way. And it was just a constant thing. It was just constant, constant. It was probably the worst time of my life, I think.
So we approached Children's Aid and asked them for some help, and they bluntly told us that there was really no help out there for us, you know, like, unless he became Crown Ward, which meant that we had to give up our parental rights in order to get him the help that he needed. That's eventually what ended up having to do. We had to go to court on March 4th, 2014, and give up our parental rights.
We went into court. The judge ruled that he was a ward of the state, and so then Children's Aid became his parents. I had a lump in my throat, had tears in my eyes, and I realized that he would probably be in a better place.
It was almost like experiencing a death. There was such a sense of loss, in a sense, because you don't become a parent thinking that you're going to have to give up your child in order to get services. And that's exactly what it was. We didn't want to give him up by no means. But if that's the only option.
Tell me what has happened since then, since that day where you gave your child back.
He's lived with his foster family. They've realized that it is very hard for any two people to watch after him. And because of that, he's finally getting into a group home. I really miss him. He's a great little kid when he's good. He's a very good kid. It wasn't an easy decision. It was a very hard decision. But we did it because it was best for him.